I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Thursday, April 1st. The state will provide $4 million to Father Bills in Mainspring to help pay for the construction of a new housing resource center that will replace the organization's shelter in Quincy. Governor Baker announced the grant for the project during a press conference yesterday, joined by House Speaker Ron Mariano, Senator John Keenan, Mayor Thomas Koch, and Father Bills President John Yaswinski, among others. The organization will receive $4 million. It was among $20 million awarded for various housing projects statewide. Baker said more housing must be built across the state to help bring down housing costs. Father Bill's new housing resource center will be at 39 Broad Street across from the current shelter. The old building will be torn down as part of the city's plan to build a new police station. The mayor said the housing resource center will represent a new beginning for Father Bills. Yaswinski said he first pitched plans for the new center in 2015. He thanked the mayor and the city council and local and state legislators for their support. Yaswinski says Father Bills still needs to raise another $7.5 million. Senator Elizabeth Warren's coming to Quincy today. Warren's set to visit Burke Seafood on Billings Street in North Quincy and several other local businesses in the area at 10:30 this morning. Warren will discuss how the pandemic has impacted businesses and also focus on anti-Asian racism. She will tout the recently approved American Rescue Plan and how it will provide flexible grants through the Small Business Administration. Later, Warren will hold a press conference at the Attorney General's office with Congresswoman Ayanna Pressley, calling on the administration to cancel up to $50,000 in student loan debt for federal student loan borrowers using the Higher Education Act. Good news for Quincy kindergarten students. Superintendent Kevin Mulvey says beginning next Wednesday, all kindergarten students currently enrolled in the hybrid learning program will be able to attend in-person classes on Wednesday mornings. The change will replace the current remote learning on Wednesday mornings and combine the morning and afternoon cohorts in person for 2.5 hours at school. Mulvey says elementary school principals will provide school-specific information, including start and end times, to families today. He says families of students enrolled in the remote learning model may request to attend school in person by contacting their school principal. That transition will begin on April 26th after school vacation. Full remote learning will continue to be offered through the end of the school year. Governor Baker says Massachusetts will get more than 100,000 doses of the one-shot Johnson & Johnson vaccine next week as the company begins to release the floodgates on its long-anticipated increase in supply. During a press conference in Quincy yesterday, the governor said the total number of doses distributed nationally would be around 10 million, with 5 million doses being distributed to pharmacies such as CVS that have partnered with the federal government to administer vaccines, and 5 million going to state governments. He called it a really big deal. There were 35 new coronavirus cases confirmed in Quincy yesterday. The active case total is 233. Quincy's positivity rate at almost 3%. The city is in the yellow category on the risk assessment map. There have been 150 deaths. Congressman Stephen Lynch urging government agencies, schools, and businesses to use their federal COVID-19 relief funding to buy medical protective equipment made in the U.S. rather than in China. Lynch said, "We've got China hacking federal agencies, hacking our military, and hacking our domestic companies, and we've had theft of intellectual property." He said, "We shouldn't put our future and our safety in the hands of a government that has been hostile to the interests of the United States." President Biden's $1.9 trillion American Rescue Plan provides billions of dollars for the purchase of masks, gloves, gowns, and other equipment needed to help protect people against COVID-19. He said there are plenty of companies in Massachusetts and across the nation that are manufacturing PPE. More than 100 healthcare workers are going to be at Fenway Park to watch the Boston Red Sox on opening day today. Sox made the announcement yesterday, a day before their season opener against the Orioles. Team says it will distribute 10,000 tickets to healthcare workers throughout the season through a partnership with Dell Technologies. Sox will be celebrating the start of their 121st season today, including their 110th at Fenway Park. It will be limited to 12% capacity, and fans will be required to complete a health screening prior to entry on game day. A bullet shattered a sliding glass door at the Target store in Dorchester after a shooting last night. Shoppers were inside the store at the South Bay Plaza when the shooting happened just after 9 p.m. Witnesses say four men began arguing outside the store when one of them pulled out a gun and fired. The witness said there was only a single shot and that the bullet shattered a couple of panes of glass on the storefront, including the sliding glass entryway door. At that point, all of the men fled the scene. The witness said none of the men involved went into the store. The store was quickly closed after the shot was fired. No injuries were reported. No word right now of any arrests. Yet another sign of spring arriving in Boston today. Boston Duck Tours will begin operating for the season. Their 27th year in the city. Business was far from smooth sailing last year with a shortened 2020 season that began in July. Cindy Brown, Boston Duck Tour CEO, said business was down 92% last year compared to 2019. According to Brown, that led to a $4.5 million loss in revenue. While tourism remains down, the company is shifting its focus to the locals. Starting out, 15 of the company's 27 duck boats will be in use, operating at 50% capacity. The company at the center of quality problems that led Johnson & Johnson to discard an unknown amount of its coronavirus vaccine has a string of citations from U.S. health officials for quality control problems. Emergent BioSolutions, a little-known company at the center of the vaccine supply chain, was a key to Johnson & Johnson's plan to deliver 100 million doses of its vaccine to the U.S. by the end of May. But that company has been cited repeatedly by the FDA for problems such as poorly trained employees, cracked vials, and mold around one of its facilities, according to records obtained by the AP. Johnson & Johnson said that a batch of vaccine made by Emergent at its Baltimore factory, known as Bayview, cannot be used because it didn't meet quality standards. The problem is not expected to impact the shipment that's expected in Massachusetts. Infrastructure was a road to nowhere for former Presidents Trump and Obama, but Joe Biden believes he can use it to drive America to the future after a dozen years of false starts. Biden's $2.3 trillion infrastructure package released yesterday would go well beyond the usual commitment to roads and bridges and touch almost every part of the country. It's a down payment on combating climate change, a chance to take on racial inequities, an expansion of broadband, an investment in manufacturing, and a reorienting of corporate taxes to pay for everything. To succeed where his predecessors stalled, Biden will have to navigate a conflicting set of political forces with winners and losers all around. Some of Georgia's most prominent corporate leaders began to more forcefully criticize that state's sweeping new election law, acknowledging concerns of civil rights activists and black business executives who say the measure targets non-white voters and threatens the democratic process. Chief executives of Delta Airlines and Coca-Cola pivoted from earlier, more equivocal statements and called the law unacceptable, opening an unusual rift with Republican leaders who champion the legislation and typically enjoy a cozy relationship with the state's business community. Supreme Court yesterday seeming sympathetic to college athletes in a dispute with the NCAA over rules limiting their education-related compensation. With the March Madness basketball tournament in its final stages, the High Court heard arguments in a case about how colleges can reward athletes who play Division I basketball and football. Under current NCAA rules, students cannot be paid, and the scholarship money colleges can offer is capped at the cost of attending the school. The NCAA defends its rules as necessary to preserve the amateur nature of college sports. A check of business news. Stocks were mixed yesterday. The Dow was down 85. The NASDAQ rose 201. And the S&P was up 14. Asian markets followed Wall Street's higher. The dollar was flat. The euro is down. Oil at $59 a barrel. In sports, Celtics lose to the Mavericks last night, 113-108. The Bruins take on Pittsburgh tonight at 7 o'clock. And, of course, Red Sox open their regular season at Fenway Park at 2:10 this afternoon against the Baltimore Orioles. The National Weather Service forecast, there could be a rain delay at the start of the game this afternoon. We've got rain heavy at times throughout at least the midday, with temperatures today in the mid-50s. The rain will taper off this evening, and a low tonight, 30 degrees. Partly sunny, breezy, chilly tomorrow, high 43. Sunny, 51 for Saturday. Easter Sunday, partly sunny and a high 53. But the boater waves a couple of feet, a wind out of the west-northwest. High tide right after 3 p.m. Sun rose at 6:25, sets at 7:10. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News Update for Thursday, April 1st.